Manakai Ewalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano hano Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Hano hano Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Kila o Maui la, leika rozelani, kua hivi nani la, o hale akala. Kila kila o Maui la, leika rozelani, kua hivi nani la, o hale akala.
Aloha, aloha kako, and welcome to Nakai Ewalu. We're so happy to have this time together around the kitchen table, and we've got a heartful show lined up for you today, I'll tell you. Right, Vicki?
Right.
Vicki Holt-Takamine here. How's your week been, Vic?
It's been good. You know, it was Thanksgiving last weekend, and, you know, giving thanks for our family, and then it was turkey all weekend. That was the thing, is you had turkey on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday.
I think I still got a little stuffing in my refrigerator. Yeah.
But I tell you what the highlight of my week was.
What?
The football game.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You know, I have season tickets with my mother and my girlfriend's mother, Mabel May, you know, and Momi. And we have my Momi Kamahele. We have season tickets. And I think that the audience did not go home. Normally, they're up and going out at the third and fourth quarter, but everyone stayed. It was such a good game up until the last minute.
Wow. I bet you didn't think that was going to happen this season, huh?
No, we were just waiting for them to peak, and this is a good time for them to peak. And I think that, you know, this coming game,
what?
You know,
what?
Tonight.
Yeah?
Is going to be Wisconsin.
Good.
So, you know. We've got Kuleana to take care of today, this morning. Our friend, Kahone, our partner in this, in Nakai Ewalu, you know, his services are on this morning. And it's open to the public at Mililani Mortuary. So come down and join us. Services are at 10:30. So we're heading right over there right after this.
Right. We've still got some great music and a wonderful guest to introduce you to. So just want to thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us here at Nakai Ewalu. Brought to you every Saturday by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Feelings that is true. Remember. remember the times we had.
We had fun.
Those were good and few were bad. No. When that lay is blowing swiftly, I think of your hair glowing lightly when the sun shines in. When the sun shines in. That lake, I'm thinking I don't want to stay. Remember that lake I gave to you, it means farewell. I'm going home now, so take care, I'll see you.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
He aloha mele, pretty hoku, sending down a special little twinkle for your brown eyes, your pretty lovely brown eyes. In the still of the night, all the stars are shining bright for your brown eyes. He aloha mele, ilohi ikamakani, gentle breeze whispering haunting melodies to you softly, a whisper to you softly. Hear the winds through the trees singing sweet harmony to you softly.
Softly.
With the grace of her hand, she can tell you that a star only glitters at the setting of the sunshine. With the grace of her hand, she can tell you that the wind only blows when no mountainside is there to touch her. Now there's the sun and the moon talking stories, telling tales about a new day. It's gonna be a nice day. Now the moon is shining bright and the sun will rise again to start a new day. With a grace of her hand, she can tell you that a star only glimmers at the setting of the sunshine. With a grace of her hand, she can tell you that the wind only blows when no mountainside is there to touch her. Now there's the sun and the moon talking stories, telling tales about a new day. Gonna be a nice day. Now the moon is shining bright and the sun will rise again to start a new day. He aloha mele, pretty hoku, sending down a special little twinkle for your brown pretty lovely brown eyes.
And the still of the night, all the stars are shining bright for your brown eyes. Hear the winds through the trees singing sweet harmony to you softly. Now the moon is shining bright and the sun will rise again to start a new day. Hello, Melle.
That's the way we do it on Nakai Evalu, Hawaiian music and mana'o to start your weekend. Vicky Holt-Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here, and we have a very special guest, Momi Casimiro, in the studio with us, artist, owner of her own design business since 1972. It's called Graphic House.
Welcome to Nakai Evalu, Momi. You have a very, very famous name, Casimiro, and I know that our audience are really kind of wondering, are you related to the famous brothers Casimiro, Robert, and Roland?
Through marriage, yes. And, there's just one Casimiro family, so if you carry the name Casimiro, you're going to be related somehow.
That's wonderful. Mm. You've been working in graphic arts for many, many years. How did you get started in graphic design?
I was introduced to it by my professor, Kenneth Kingry, and I spent my first year at the University of Hawaii planning to be a teacher, and then decided, at the time I was planning on teaching art, and then I met him. I worked my way through school, and working for Roman Board, I worked with Elsie Doss, who was a fashion designer. She had him over as a guest one evening for dinner, and he introduced me to this whole topic of graphic design. I switched my major from education to arts and science and decided to major in art, particularly in graphic design. But he was the greatest influence on me.
What was it about that graphic design that just grabbed you like that?
Well, it was, first of all, I was always interested in art. But the way he described how you create, in particular graphic design, is how you get to the very essence of what something means. And he used as an example the logo design. And it was something that was so intriguing to me that I was interested enough to want to study it.
So getting to the essence of something is how you would begin to create its logo.
Right, right.
And you've created...
And it's a challenge of working... some people want to do fine art because they want to create their own art. They want to start with a concept. But the intriguing thing I found was to work jointly with a client.
And you've worked with some terrific clients over the years.
Yes, I did.
We'll have to reminisce about that. Coming up on Nakai Evalu, we're talking with Momi Casimiro, owner of Graphic House today, the first woman-owned graphic design studio in the state. And this program, Nakai Evalu, is brought to you every Saturday by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Lover of mine, over the sea, deep blue ocean, waves in motion, where have you gone? I look to the sea, someday you come home to me. Lover of mine, over the sea, welcome summer, sunny weather, where have you gone? I look to the sea, someday you come home to me. People say I'm the dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Someday you will join us.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
And guide your way.
That's for you, Lihue. Mahalo for tuning us in. Nā kai e walu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands every Saturday morning.
And this is the Saturday that Nā puale olikolehua kumuhulalina ala kalamahaini does her annual Nā lani eha concert. This year it's going to be held at Mamiya Theater at 3 p.m. this afternoon. Tickets are still available at Mamiya Theater. So this afternoon around 3 o'clock you're going to be enjoying a concert that features the songs, the dances of Nā lani eha. Who are they? Kalākaua, King David Kalākaua, Queen Liliʻuokalani, Princess Miriam Nikinike, and their brother Leleiʻōhoku. Entertainment and contributing artists are the famous Robert Casimiro and his friends, Halau Nakamale, his Halau, Halau Ikavekiu, his students, Vito Baker and Michael Kasupang, as well as his other kumu, Manu Boyd, and their Halau, Halau A'ali'i Kumakani. What a great afternoon of Hawaiian music and dance.
Right on. You heard about it on Nā kai e walu.
He mo'olelo ko nā kā naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a'o aku. Nā kekahi e ho uru mai. Nā nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana aka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, The Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā kai e walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Early in the morning, she would gather all her island fruits and pack them as she starts another day. Carefully she makes her way beside the mountain stream as she sings an island chant of long ago. Sweet lady of Waihole,
papaya,
and green and ripe banana.
walking down her damp and rocky road, her humble wagon stops. She watched the sun creep through the valley sky, smiles and wipes the sweat off from her brow, continues on and starts her journey through the highway rising sun. Sweet,
sweet
lady,
sweet
of Waihole,
sweet, sweet baby, sweet baby.
She's sitting by the highway,
sitting by the highway,
selling her papaya.
That's where the ohana is haiku. Thanks for joining us today on Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holt Takamine, I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our special guest today, Momi Casimiro, graphic artist extraordinaire and owner of Graphic House.
So one of the things that we really like to learn about our guests is, where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in Pepeikeo. I was raised by my grandparents, and when my grand Tutuman passed away, I was sent to live with my family in Hilo. Spent 3 days in Hilo before going to Kamehameha.
And your family name was?
Waihe'e.
Waihe'e. Another famous last name.
Yes.
You went to Kamehameha schools and graduated from Kamehameha schools and then went on to the University of Hawaii.
Correct.
Did you get your graphic design arts
my
degree
training,
from UH Manoa?
Absolutely. My training was at the University of Hawaii. I started in the arts program and eventually majored in graphic design.
How did you ever get the guts to start your own business?
Oh, I think... I don't know if guts was the issue. I think it was that it was something that I really enjoyed doing and wanted to do.
It was your passion.
It was my passion. And the interesting thing in the transition was that when I first started at the university, I wanted to have a career. By the time I graduated, I really wanted to have my business. At that point, I had already decided I wanted to do it. There was something that John A. Burns said that really intrigued me, that in Hawaii, we suffer from an attitude of mediocrity. I was going to school at a time when people tended to dismiss things that were of Hawaii and things Hawaiian. It was always mimicking what was happening elsewhere.
But it was always a time when women were not really strong businesswomen. Right. And so for you to start your business at that time,
late 60s, early 70s,
as a, you know, as a woman in charge of her own affairs, that was like, you know, most women were not of that mindset.
Well, you know, now that you say that, I even chose not to put my name into the business name. Well, when I worked for other artists, they always had their name. I worked for Stanley Stubenberg, and I worked for Tom Lee. It bore their name, and you always feel as though you're a shadow under that person. And I wanted to create a business name that would not do that to an individual. But at the same time, I was aware that the only businesses that carried a woman's name were hairstylists. And I wanted to be recognized as a business. So I gave it the name Graphic House.
Brilliant. An excellent first step. And let's find out how you developed that business and, in fact, developed your career to provide such a service to the community after that. We're talking today with Momi Casimero, graphic artist. You've seen so much of her work around town once you start scratching below the surface. Momi Casimero, our guest today on Nakaia Valu.
Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain and let me be alone again. The only girl I've ever loved has gone away, looking for a brand new start. Little did she know that when she left that day, along
she took my heart. Rain, please tell me that it's just not fair for her to steal my heart away when she don't care. I can't love another when my heart's somewhere far away. Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again.
Music and Manao every Saturday morning, and we are so glad you're here with us. Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, and our guest today, graphic artist Momi Kazimuro, owner of Graphic House, an incredible design business that you built since the beginning. 1972 it started. Momi, I'm wondering if there was a time in your business career when you made some kind of decision to stick to your ideals, and maybe had to sacrifice your business.
In some way, yes. We had an arts organization, and we worked at promoting the artist's work, because when I got out of the university, here I was, a graphic design major, but there was no work for graphic designers. At the time, they were called commercial artists. Commercial artists are people who put an ad together by dropping in somebody's photograph or somebody's illustration. In graphic design, you're responsible for developing the entire ad itself. I belong to an organization, and they help to promote the work of graphic designers to make that field known to the public, because it was a new business. And so in order to make it what they felt more regionally accepted, they changed it from the Best in Show Award to the Pele Award. And I took offense. Now, this came about probably about 1974. I had just started my business in 1972. That arts organization and their show was very important to promoting my work. But they refused to change the name. I insisted that it was culturally inappropriate. We lived in Hawaii. This was not the place where you take the name of Pele and demean it. I felt demeaning it by giving it as an award name. And so I tried to convince them that that was inappropriate. I didn't get far. So it got to the point where we were arguing about it, and I finally gave up and I boycotted them. That was a decision I called cutting off your nose to spite your face, because it was an organization that promoted the work of graphic designers, and that would mean that I would not have that opportunity. But then at the same time, the person I worked for before had died of cancer. That's when I started my business. I was asked to do the exhibit for the Cancer Society, and I built the theme around his life. Carl Lindquist, by the way, was the person who came up with the theme, Love Your Life. And doing that gave me a clue as to what I could seek as an alternative to keep me from disappearing. And that's when I made the decision to become involved in community service.
And raise your community profile that way rather than through the professional organization.
Absolutely.
And you ultimately were a UH regent?
And a commissioner on the State Foundation of Culture and the Arts.
And you continue your work in the Hawaiian community today.
Yes, yes.
And you sing in the choral group up
yes,
at Kamehameha Schools. We're so lucky to have you today, Momi. Thank you so much for dropping by. We're looking forward also to seeing your work in a show that's at UH Manoa right now. Tomorrow's the last day of it. It's called Degrees of Distinction. It's a show of 24 graduates from UH Manoa.
And including yourself.
I am there also. Miley Andrade is there, Gordon Sasaki, 24 graduates.
Sean Brown.
I haven't seen some of the pieces he's showing there. So if you can make it by it, the show is open at UH Art Gallery from noon until 5 on Sunday. Parking's free. And you heard about it on Nakai Evalu. We come to you every Saturday morning, brought to you by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network. that's for you, Kanaka Kai. Nā kai e walu, sending our aloha to the ohana on Molokai. Getting ready for the Christmas parade tonight. Floats and even marching units, as only Molokai can do them. The parade's going to run from the unemployment office down to Mitchell Paole Center, where there's a terrific, wonderful ho'olauleʻelea planned. Families take their Christmas trees to the center to compete for prizes again there. And there's an ornament contest, a Christmas stocking contest, and the best, the dessert competition. All of these contests have cash prizes, $100 on down for the winners. Can you believe that? It's a good time today on Molokai. The parade starts at 6 o'clock. Much aloha to you all, Molokai, from Nā kai e walu.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, The Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest-priced monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Aloha and mahalo for your company today. We're Nā kai e walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Just tight. My papa was tight. My papa died when he was almost 10, I think. He was 10 years old. But every once in a while, he'd come back, you know. Fuck, I trip. Just like a couple of weeks ago, I was sleeping at my place. And then my mother and Auntie Mina came.
The Hawaiian way to start your weekend. And today, friends and family of Wayne Kaho'one Panoke remember his life, his work, his great Hawaiian soul. Right, Vicky?
Right.
And we've got some help in the studio to do that. Anne Botticelli is here, Community Relations and Communications for Kamehameha School. She's a member of the Hawaii Pono'i Coalition with Kaho'one.
That's right. Nice to be here.
Welcome, Anne. And we've got Leimomi Khan here, Kaho'one's sister.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we think we're both sisters, you know. Yeah.
President
we're the family part. We're the family part.
I see. And Leimomi, of course, is president of the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs, also a member of the Hawaii Pono'i Coalition.
Right. As am I, and Kaho'one also was my co-founder and partner at Ilio'ula'okalani Coalition, the Red Dogs of the Heavens. So if there was anything that needed to be said, if there was any protection for our aina, our native rights, then Kaho'one and I would get out on the streets and, you know, start our little kū'e action. I'm going to miss him. So, but I think, well, I've known him from high school and, in fact, from elementary school. We grew up together at Kamehameha.
I didn't know that.
He was a year younger than me. So, and he was the cheerleader of cheerleaders at Kamehameha with his booming voice. And when he got on that megaphone, he was a great cheerleader, would get everybody. And he's still doing his cheerleader thing. I mean, that's what he does as a community organizer, and cheering and rah-rah everybody to action. So, but with the civic clubs, you've probably had a different relationship with Kahoʻani.
Yes, we did. And in fact, Vicki, you'll enjoy this. Kahoʻani would always say to me, oh, civic clubs, you folks are so conservative. And sometimes he would get so frustrated because, you know, he wanted us to act more quickly. And I would have to remind him and tell him, you know what, we've been around for a long time. We're 90 years old this past year. We're 90 years old. And while we take positions and all, we're a little bit more conservative in our approach. We're not so, you know, out there doing marches and whatnot. Although in...
You participate.
In more recent years, absolutely, we've been there. In fact, we just did a little booklet that has chants and songs, etc., that are good for marching. And so, yes, we've joined Iliu Ulo Kalani and other organizations in marches organized by Kahoʻani. And like Vicki, Kahoʻani has been our, many times, our right-hand person to organize us to do that.
We're remembering Wayne Kahoʻani Panoke today, thinking about him and sending our thoughts heavenward on Nā Kai e Walu. Thank you so much for joining us today. This program is brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
I'd like to run away from you, but if you never find me, I would die. I'd like to break these chains you put around me, but I know I never will. You stay away and all I do is wonder, why should I just wait for you? But when does common sense prevail for lovers when they know it never will? Impossible to live with you, but I know I could never live without you. For whatever you do, I'll never, never, never wanna be in love with anyone but you. You never treat me like you should, so what's the good of loving you as I do? I know you always laugh at love, nothing else would be good enough for you. Impossible to live with you, but I know I could never live without you. For whatever you do, I'll never, never, never wanna be in love with anyone but you. You make me laugh, you make me cry, you make me live, you make me die for you. You make me sing, you make me sigh, you make me glad, you make me mad for you. I love you, hate you, love you, hate you, but I wanna tell the world. You make me die
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Awe nal ie o ke au I hala e nana mai a mākou nā pula pula o nei au e holo nei e ala mai kākou e nā kini nā mamo ka aina aloha aloha wale ia aina ko kākou kahua awe ka ili ili e ka hoopu ehu ia nei E pai pai hou ia ka pōhaku, I paa maila ke kahua hale hou, no kākou e nā pua e ho'olulu ai. E ala e ka I, ka mahi, ka palena, I mua aloa a ka lei o ka lana kila.
Pua o Hawaii Kupa'a mā o te o ka aina Hiki mai ka elele o ka loko ino Pala pala anunu me ka pākaha Pane mai Hawaii I moku o ke ave Kokua nā honoa o pi ilani Kāko o mai kaua I o mano Auku me ke oni o kā kuhi hela Maluna o ka pepa o ka enemi Pohohui aina ku ae hewa I ka pono sivila a o ke kanaka Aole mā koua I mina mina
Aole, aole, aole
I ka pūtāla o ke ao puni Lava mako ika pohaku
ika pohaku
ika ai kamaha o ka aina Mahope mako o lili ulani
Mahope, mahope, mahope
hiu Aloa a e ka pono o ka aina Haina ia mai ana ka puana
Haina ia mai
O ka poe I aloha I ka aina
Kalana nā pua, kalana nā pua, kalana nā pua e Kalana nā pua, kalana nā pua, kalana nā pua e Kalana nā pua, kalana nā pua, kalana nā pua e
Mahalo for your company, Makawao. Thank you for dropping by our website, nakaievaluradio.com. We're remembering Wayne Kahoone Panoke today because his services are just about to begin at Mililani Mortuary, right, Vicki?
Downtown, yes, Mililani Mortuary downtown, and services start at 10:30.
And we've got friends helping us to remember Leimomi Khan from the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs and Anne Botticelli from Kamehameha Schools.
So Anne, all of us, and Kahoone, he's all, because I could never make meetings, Kahoone always keeps me in touch of what's happening with the Hawaii Pono'i Coalition. And this was a brainstorm of Anne Botticelli. So let's talk about that and how he's contributed to that.
He was so instrumental with founding the Hawaii Pono'i Coalition and keeping it going. We got together because there were so many challenges of Native Hawaiian organizations, like Kamehameha Schools, like the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and a whole group of us, I think there were about 11 of us, Leimomi mm-hmm. was there, the Civic Clubs, the Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation, Native Hawaiian Bar Association,
Alulike.
Alulike was there, Queen Liliuokalani Trust, and we decided that we really needed to be able to set the context and educate people for some of the conversations that were going on. And we agreed that although there were many different political viewpoints in the room, that we weren't going to talk about politics. We were going to talk about education, and we were going to be dedicated to telling the true history of Hawaii's people. And one of the first events we wanted to do was the Onipa'a event, recognizing Queen Liliuokalani. And Kahoone just stepped up and started organizing it. And started saying what needed to be done and taking on the responsibility for it.
He's the event planner of event planners. So, you yes. know, his and he thinks very big. So we were all trying to reel him in
to
reality, all of us. We all have to reel him in because he wants flash and lights and you know, balloons and, you know, fireworks.
Ooh,
the whole
I love
bells
that about
and whistles.
Him.
I loved him about, but we couldn't always afford it.
He was an absolute showman. There's no question about it. And he was really tireless about going out and getting additional support.
Right.
And he would go up to people and say, you need to support this. It's something that you need to do. And our first event was so scary for us. I remember he and I talking a couple of weeks before, and we were really stressed out. I don't think either of us were sleeping very well because we wanted it to go so well. And that first event was great. You remember that?
That
there
was
fabulous.
Something
like 5,000 people there.
Yeah, that was great.
Friends of Iolani Palace, that's another member, and they opened up the palace for free for that day, and it was just a really wonderful day. And we've had three events now, and he did them all.
And in fact, very considerate and very conscious of everyone who came, whether they were... Well, what I want to say is from all walks of life and all groups, and he embraced everybody and found a place for everyone.
Ah, Kahoone, the dreamer and the grassroots organizer. We're remembering him today on Nakai Evalu, program that's brought... In fact, this program was Kahoone's idea.
It was his idea.
He wanted to make Vicki the Oprah of Hawaii.
That's right.
And we're well on the way now. This program is brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
I can recall the way your voice would fill the room, and we would all be still by your melody. And now your voice is gone, and to the sea belongs all of the gentle song that you had harbored. Not been lost at sea.
before you left to seek your destiny. That older voice is called and drowned your laughter, but I believe.
Musical motivation with Nakai Evalu. Got the kids in the car. You're racing to the game, right? Or to practice or to the dentist. Or you're heading to the swap meet or to your hula class. We know. We're thinking about you. And we're thinking about all the people working right now on Honolulu City Lights. They debut tonight. The Public Workers Electric Light Parade begins at 6 o'clock at Ala Park and travels down King Street to the big tree lighting at Honolulu Hale. That happens at 6:30. There's rides and food and fun starting at 4 p.m. at Skygate. Entertainment starts at 6 at Honolulu Hale. It's all happening tonight right here in Honolulu Town.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na kekahi mo'olelo e a'o aku, na kekahi e ho ulumai, na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana a ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Nakai Evalu, statewide, every Saturday morning, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. There we go. Special request for our friends in Kona and Ka'ava. Your song's coming up next. We're taking a few moments now in Nakai Evalu to remember Wayne Kaho'one Panoke, and we've got friends in to help us. Lemomi Khan from the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs and Anne Botticelli from Kamehameha Schools are with us. Right, Vicki?
Yeah, and me too, from Ilio Ulo Kalani Coalition, so I get to put on that hat.
Okay. He loved that group, I know.
I wore my red shirt just for him today. Because and I think that was his favorite color. He loved his red shirt. So, you know, he was so funny. He had a great sense of humor. And sometimes I think I was mean to him because he was like, but we would all laugh. We never agreed on everything.
I noticed that.
On everything. We sometimes went head to head. But that was part of it, you know, and he was always very forgiving.
You notice around this table are three women. Kaho'one worked very well with women. And like Vicki, we had we would have our differences, we would have our discussions. I mean, he was very bossy. Sometimes you wondered who really was the boss, because he would boss you. In fact, there was one situation I was having lunch with him and we were talking about some political issue. He picked up the phone and he called somebody in the legislature and he started to tell this person, so what's this about? And I'm like in awe that this guy would do that, and this other person was answering him. I marveled at his tenacity for getting things done. I marveled at his ability, not his ability, at his caring for all of us. Anne and I were talking earlier about how he would pick up the phone in the morning and just call us, and unbeknownst to each other until this evening.
Every one of us got a phone call at 6 a.m. or earlier, sometimes, between 6 and 6:30 a.m. Till I refused to answer. I'm not answering the phone.
And I really miss that. I mean, you know, after he passed and the phone rang one morning, and sometimes it would ring like at 5 o'clock in the morning and my husband would say, "Who is that?" And I knew it was, "Hi, Tita, how are you? What are we going to do today?"
You know what was the most remarkable thing about him, though, and the thing that I really respected about him, and I respected about you too, Vicki, you always knew that Kaho'one was motivated to do something good for his people.
Absolutely.
Whatever he did, no matter how tough he could be or how he could yell at you, and he did yell at all of us, you knew that he was coming from a good place. It was never about what was good for him. It was about what was good for the Hawaiian people. You could take it to the bank. And that's why, you know, he was our go-to guy, and that's why we relied on him the way he did, because he was always so purely motivated.
And why he loved his job at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs just started this past spring.
And that's why we're all teary-eyed as we sit around the table.
Remembering Wayne Kaho'one Panoke. His service is open to the public. They're open now at Mililani Mortuary downtown. And we'd be so happy to see you there. We're all heading on over after the show. This is Nakai Evalu.
Got to be free. Living in a sovereign land,
thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
In a little village church, in an old Hawaiian town, that's where I met the girl of my dreams. When the organ played a song and the choir sang along, it was just like heaven to me. When the preacher said amen, I took her by the arms and then down the aisle we each rolled together. Oh, that's where I found my happiness, with the girl that God had blessed, in a church, in an old Hawaiian town. When the preacher said amen, I took her by down the aisle, we each roll together. That's where I found my happiness, with the girl that God had blessed. Oh, in a church, in an old Hawaiian town. Oh, in a church, in an old Hawaiian town. Yes, in a church, in an old Hawaiian town.
Nakai Evalu, thanks so much for being with us. And if you are with us regularly on Saturdays, you know this is the time of day when we love to leave you with a thought for your week.
So our olelo no eao are words of our kupuna that have been handed down from generation to generation. And I selected this one just for kaho'one, and you folks can all chime in. Ka ha'avi a kamea hale, koi koina ole ma ku ono. Giving as a house owner does, with nothing left hidden in the corners. It is said of a very generous person who gives freely of everything that he has. And that was kaho'one. Sometimes giving more than he really should, because he didn't hold back anything.
No,
he was so generous of himself at his own expense, at his health.
Mm-hmm. What I want to say is, we remember this 21st century warrior. He loved his work with you, Vicky, with Iliu Ulaukalani. He loved his work with the Hawaii Ponui Coalition. And he certainly loved us with the civic clubs. He's left a big void, and we will miss him. And we know we will never find his equal ever. So kaho'one, aloha, aloha, ku aloha, aloha.
He will absolutely be missed. There was no better warrior for Kamehameha Schools, and I don't think a better warrior for the Hawaiian people.
This kind of has a lot, you know, this really kind of wraps up what our Olelo No'iau is. He was so very generous. So our Olelo No'iau are brought to you every week by Mobi PCS. And it's also something that Kaho'one really wanted us to do. It's just so much of everything that he's contributed to our community.
Ma ke ala he la o Yesu, I alawa I aku ai. Me ke kanaka o pi o hano hano, kaulana e kawai vai. Pane mai e ka o pi o, e ku aku mai ka.
Listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
As I travel from place to place, some familiar and some strange, to hear the ancient chantings of our home. As I've listened to the story, my eyes have seen the glory, so let us raise our voice in song to save our land. All Hawaii stands together, it is now and forever to raise your voices and hold your banners. Destinies of our generations to sing and praise the glories of our land. Within stone walls, cities of refuge, we learn the
sacred ways. Upon white old valley floor, the ancient battles rage. From the barren slopes of Kaholave to the shores of Kahana Bay, we shall claim our lands from the barking sands to the valleys of Kahana Bay. All Hawaii stands together. It is now and forever to raise the voices and hold your banners high. We shall stand as a nation to guide the destinies of our generation, to sing and praise the glories of our land. From the fiery Tutupele, I hear my mother's call. Oh, Tutukane and Mauna Kea, send their love to all. To stand as one beneath the sun, blessings from Haleakala, for our sweet Kahala, and by Ale Ale, where the greatest waters fall. Hawaii loa, kuli ke kako, kuba a me kalo kahi e, kukala me kabi maole. Onipa a kako, onipa a kako, alanda kilanda kini e.
It's always a beautiful Saturday when we can spend it together here around the kitchen table, right, Vicki?
Right.
And today we've been thinking about someone who thought of this idea of a Hawaiian music and mana'o program on Saturday mornings and made it happen, Wayne Kaho'one Panoke. We miss him dearly here on this program. We want to let you know that his services will begin at 10:30. Viewing is already underway, and we'll be there until 12:30 today. Huh?
That's right.
And then scattering his ashes
at 3 p.m. at He'eia.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming, Anne Botticelli, Limomikan,
and Momi Casimero.
Yes. Thank you also, Momi. And we'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Our mahalo to our producer and artistic director, Chanel Mokepuha. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. And it's brought to you every Saturday morning with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That's Light 94.7 Kumu on Oahu, Q103 103.7 Maui, The Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
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 Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, The Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai. Gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.